With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. According to Governing Magazine, a little more than 26 million background checks were done on people wanting to buy guns in the U.S. in 2018. This week, New Mexico became a background check state on most gun sales when SB 8 officially became law. Miranda Viscoli is an anti-gun violence activist who helped get the bill passed.
Basically, it means that if you're buying a gun, you get a background check. I don't know why we're defending the rights of convicted felons to keep their guns. I mean, that's essentially what they're doing when they're saying that this goes against our Second Amendment rights. It doesn't. You simply have to get a background check.
Sheriff's departments around the state that were found to have been taking cues from the National Rifle Association have said they will not uphold gun regulation laws and have vowed to circulate petitions to put the issue before voters. New Mexico's Secretary of State maintains that the move would be improper since laws affecting public health and safety are not eligible for repeal. Other arguments against legislative bills to regulate firearms included the fear that government would take guns away from law-abiding citizens.
If you're a law-abiding citizen, not one of these bills will take away your gun. And that is a lie that has been pushed by the NRA. The NRA had a very strong presence here, and they were filling those committee hearing rooms with a lot of lies. And the sheriffs were taking those talking points from the NRA. We saw a report from Brady that showed a direct link between the sheriffs and the NRA. And you know what? Shame on them, because these laws will make us safer. Neither of them go against our Second Amendment rights. Law-abiding citizens can still keep their guns. This is simply making sure that guns don't end up in unsafe hands.
Viscoli leads the Santa Fe-based group New Mexicans to Prevent Gun Violence. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.